Right, here's a little audio boo called, I'm going to have trouble with this, Mnemonic Plague. See, it looks better written down than you when you say it. Basically, a whole bunch of little acronyms to make great radio. I find it quite hard to remember all the little rules and regulations, so these little things are quite clever and focus your mind quite well. Now, the first one is called NIT. NIT is all about news, but it also can be applied to anything you do in radio, whether you're a host, DJ, or journalist. You can use it to decide how you and where you put a story in your bulletin, or how you run a studio line in your show. So anyway, NIT stands for new, interesting, and true. New, is this something that's just happened? Is this new information for a news story? You know, has that just happened? Has the fire just broken out? Or has there been a development in the story? In the studio situation, is it a request that's just come in? Is it an event that you're just about to cover that's happening now? So new. Interesting. Now, this is the tough bit. Is it interesting? Well, I mean, some things are interesting to some people and some they're not interested at all. Does it apply to their geographical location? That's quite a good starting point, especially if you're in local radio. Is it got a geographical relevance? Is it on my doorstep? Does it appeal to the demographic? If you're broadcasting to younger people, is it a younger person's interest? Or if you're broadcasting to older people, do older people, would they be interested in it? And is it also interesting to them, the listener? Do you think this story stands up and people go, oh yeah, I never heard that before, or I'm really interested to hear that? Finally, and importantly, of course, is it true? Can you talk about it? Is the story not an active court case or might be defamatory? Is it true? I mean, I've got stories about all sorts of things. I mean, for instance, Tony Blair. There's a story that was around a few years ago that we can't talk about. But it is true, but we can't talk about it. And that's the end of the story. The second of my little anachronisms is tell 'em. Now, radio is a blind, intimate medium. You have to help your listener. You have to guide them through the story or whatever you're doing, a promo or trail. So this is a little system to remember how you structure a script or you structure a promo. So the first is tell them you're going to tell them. Warn your listener that they're about to hear something of interest. Tell them. So therefore, that's the point where you tell them the story. And finally, tell them again. You recap the story. All right, another one, which is KISS. You can apply this to whatever you do on radio. And KISS stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. Complex stuff like, I don't know, lots of numbers, lots of rules or regulations. Well, they're just going to fall flat on their arse, or ass, as they say in America. So you need to keep radio ideas simple. One at a time, clear and easy, but also they need to be compelling as well. So you've got to be simple, easy, but compelling. So KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid. And finally, My Auntie Ada. Ada, which is A-I-D-A, is a way of writing promos and, well, to some extent you can write bulletin pieces as well or scripts this way as well. It's an American system that was used for years and years and years. It's quite structured, but it does work. And ADA stands for A for attention, I for interest, D for desire, A for action, ADA. So A for attention would be win a holiday. I for interest would be in the Caribbean. D for desire would be the golden sand, the azure blue sky. And finally, A for action is call us now on 12345. And you can use this structure to fashion promos, trails, and to some extent, bulletins and script pieces. So ADA. So to just recap, NIT, new, interesting and true. Tell them you're going to tell them. Tell them you told them. KISS, keep it simple, stupid. And finally, ADA, attention, interest, desire, action. Thanks.